We thought we might have some children here with us this morning. Unfortunately, Barbara's daughter Madison is feeling ill today. And Barbara said, well, maybe we should just skip the children's sermon and save it for when there are some kids here. And I said, no, I think a lot of the members of the congregation are pretty juvenile. What I wanted to talk about today was the message of Christmas. And a big part of that message is that large things can come in small and unlikely packages. And big events often have very humble beginnings. Jesus talked a lot about this, and the people he hung around with, the people he talked to, they were ordinary folks, they were laboring people who worked with their hands, they were farmers and fishermen, and so he always talked in terms that they could understand. And he talked about faith being like a mustard seed, which he said is the smallest of seeds. And I looked this up in Wikipedia, and it's not true. So much in the Bible is not true. Actually, the orchid seed is the smallest of seeds, but still, a mustard seed is pretty darn small. And mustard also has this peculiar property that it's kind of like a weed. If it gets into a field or a garden, it spreads and spreads, and one plant can produce hundreds and hundreds of seeds, so much so that several states like Vermont and Oregon and some others have classified mustard as an invasive species, which means, you know, once it gets a toehold, it's going to go everywhere. There's no stopping. You know, it looks small, but looks are deceiving. And Jesus said that if you had faith like a mustard seed, you could move mountains, because this is how he usually talked, you know, very, very poetically to get his points across. But what he meant was that if one person acted on their convictions, if just one person had the courage to do what's right, it could change the world. And we've seen that in our own lifetimes. You know, most of us are old enough to remember Rosa Parks saying, no, I'm not going to sit on the back of the bus. And that changed things in a big way. And now we're seeing Tarana Burke. She started a movement called Me Too, and she had this idea that if one woman had the guts to tell the truth about her own life and her own experience, it would ignite something big. And it did. It's making a revolution. Jesus also talked a lot about the kingdom of God. And back then, that would have been something people could relate to, because there were kings and kingdoms everywhere, and Caesars and emperors and pharaohs, and they all had this in common, that they liked to brag about how big and powerful they were. They would stand to, yeah, imagine that. They would stamp their own pictures on the money. And they would build statues of themselves in the town square and in the plazas, and dedicate festivals to themselves and you know, and build palaces and temples in their own honor, and brag about what great armies they commanded. And Jesus said, you know, the power that really commands this world isn't like that at all. He said there's a different kind of kingdom, and he compared it to the yeast in a loaf of bread. And a grain of yeast is really small. It's smaller than an orchid seed. It's so small you need a microscope. But when you take that yeast and you mix it into the dough and you knead it with some water and some patience, a little magic begins to happen. And the dough grows and expands in a way that's almost unstoppable. And the people who were listening to him talk probably were thinking to themselves, you know, well, we're not kings. We're not pharaohs. We don't have armies. But maybe we have some kind of power after all, even though other people consider us to be unworthy and invisible. It's like a baby. It's like a tiny child that seems so small, so helpless. But even an infant, even a baby born to a homeless family, even a baby born to a family without any money or seemingly any future, can grow up and make a difference and change the world. That's the story we tell at Christmas. Let's join in meditation. In these cold days, may our hearts be warm with thanks. In these dark nights, may we scatter acts of kindness like stars in a night sky. In this world troubled by war and violence, may peace begin in our hearts and homes and spread from there to the tribes and nations. In this season when trees are bare of foliage and the hills swept clean of excess, may we differentiate what we truly need from the mere multiplication of desires. In this busy and hectic time, may we find serenity to pause and to dream. So be it.